Well, today is the 11th of March, and this is Rhiannon Jones giving you the Consultation Institute's view of consultation this week. I suppose the most significant thing that's going to happen this week is the debate in the House of Lords on the consultation principles that were issued by the Cabinet Office last year. Now, that debate takes place this afternoon, and we will be watching it with some interest because we assume this is a follow-up to the report that came out of the Secondary Legislation Select Committee in January, highly critical of certain aspects of those consultation principles. So that we will watch. What else is happening? Well, as always, training happens in different parts of the country. I know that Elizabeth Gammell will be in Bracknell Forest District Council on Wednesday doing the masterclass consultation before and after. It's the culmination of a series of training courses that the staff of that council will have experienced. And I think at the end of Wednesday, they will have qualified for the CPD, for the Certificate of Professional Development that we issue. Meantime, John Bradley, I think, will be in London doing Making Consultation Meaningful. That course concentrates mostly on stakeholder identification and stakeholder mapping and all that goes with it. Where will I be? Well, on Thursday, we will be in Birmingham doing a course that we call the Law of Consultation. I have to tell you, this is a training course that changes every time we deliver it. And the reason for that is that we have fresh legal judgments coming out pretty well all the time, and they shape and change and modify and amend the law as it stands. And you will maybe have noticed that last week there was an important judgment coming out of the High Court in respect of the campaigners for the Leeds Infirmary, who persuaded the judge that the consultation that came out last year in respect of the rationalisation of centres doing children's heart surgery, this is really is a very controversial subject, that consultation was flawed. Now, that judgment, we think, is very significant. We're also expecting other significant judgments, including High Speed 2, within the next few days. So I guess those of you who want to be up to date with the law of consultation, come and join us in Birmingham on Thursday. Much else going on. Perhaps if you'd like to come back to the website of the Consultation Institute, we can keep you up to date.